So yes, my name is Amy, for those I haven't met. And I know that we feel far past Christmas right now, but I want to try and see if we can go back a few weeks ago to Christmas Day. And I want you to think the time that you sat down and had your Christmas dinner, whether that was one or six. I know some people do it differently, but if you can think of the moment you sat down to your Christmas dinner plate. Now, you might have to close your eyes and you might have to think of your Christmas plate. What was on it? Was there ham? Was there turkey? Was there potatoes and roast potatoes? Was there stuffing? What was on your Christmas plate? Now, I want you to tell the people beside you your favorite thing about Christmas dinner. What is one thing that has to be on your plate on Christmas Day to make it a Christmas dinner? Did anybody say ham and turkey? Anyone feel like ham and turkey was a big one? Anyone say roast potatoes? Yeah. What about mini sausages? Yeah. Yeah. What about vegetables? Oh, they actually do have some vegetables. Well done. Yes. So Christmas dinner is my highlight of like my Christmas day. Like I love food. I love sitting down with family and that we get to share food. But a key part of Christmas Day for me is Christmas dinner. But this year it looked a bit different for our family. So we flew to America and my brother lives over there. And so we spent the day in an Italian woman's house. So for Christmas Day dinner, we had bolognese, we had pasta, we had garlic bread, there was chicken parmesan, and it was great food. But the whole day we were trying to be polite, but we were a bit like, this isn't Christmas dinner. Like, why are we not eating Christmas dinner on Christmas Day? And so at an Italian person's house, we had all this Italian food, but the whole day we were like, this just doesn't feel right. Like, what are we doing eating like Italian food on Christmas Day? The whole day we were saying, it just doesn't feel right. And a lot of times in America, what I see, what I hear, what I experience, I'm like, I'm not used to this. Like, why are we eating this food? Why are we doing these things? A lot of American people will say, does it feel weird to drive on the right side of the road? And I'm like, yeah, it feels weird to drive on the wrong side of the road because it's not right. So like they're constantly saying to us different things, and I'm like, this doesn't feel right. One of their dishes is that they have sweet potato, marshmallows, and then they put maple syrup on top and nuts, and that's all baked in one thing. So it's like our worst nightmare as like Irish people is like potatoes and marshmallows. Like we're like, what are you doing? But for them, it's like a delicacy. Like they love having that on Christmas Day as well. And so there's a lot of things in America that I'm like, this just doesn't feel right. And I think that in this world today, in the same way, there's a lot of things that we see, a lot of things that we experience in our lives and that we hear about other people experiencing, and we can say something similar to, it just doesn't feel right. When somebody in our family gets sick, it just doesn't feel right. When we hear stories of people who are poor, people who are unable to go to school and have an education, it just doesn't feel right. Whenever you walk past a person who is homeless, we say, that just doesn't feel right. There's a lot of things that we experience today that just doesn't feel right. And today, I really want to quickly think about prayer and actually how we can pray into those situations that make us say, this just doesn't feel right, whether we hear about them or whether we experience them. Maybe this morning you prayed for a situation where you were like, that doesn't feel right. A lot of the things that were named up here this morning were like, it's not right. And so actually, how can we pray your kingdom come into situations that just don't feel right? And so this week, I've been thinking a lot about kingdom. I know we've kind of already done a bit about kingdom stuff here. But in my head, I've been thinking, well, what is a kingdom? I've never really thought about it before. Where is the kingdom? Whenever we talk about Jesus, bring your kingdom here, what kingdom are we asking him to bring? So we're going to spend a bit of time talking about kingdom. So first of all, I'm going to use this for the first time. Yes. So does anybody know what this is? What is this on the screen? What do you see? A crown. And who usually wears a crown? A king, yes. So every kingdom has a king. You can't have a kingdom without a king. And a king is basically someone who rules and reigns over the kingdom. So a king is over everything. They're over everyone. The king has the highest authority. So whatever the king says goes. And in God's kingdom, Jesus is the king. Jesus, we're told right now, is sitting at the right-hand side of God, that he's on a throne, that he is the one who rules and reigns over the kingdom of God. So first of all, the kingdom of God, Jesus is king, and he rules and reigns over that. Second of all, I've put up a photo of a universe, of a galaxy, because the next question is, well, where is the kingdom of God? If Jesus is the king, what is the king of? And so I've put this to say, actually, he's the king of everything. The kingdom of God is everywhere. It's way up high. It's where the sun and the stars and the moon is. It's right across the world. So it's in every nation. It's in every country. It's in every people group. The kingdom of God is right across the world. It's in, under the sea. It's where the fish and the dolphins are. The kingdom of God is everywhere. Jesus once said to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That means that Jesus is king of heaven, he's king of earth, he is king of everything, and all authority has been given to him. So he is king actually over everything we see, everything we can't see. Jesus is in total authority and power over that. And so, well, what does the kingdom look like? If Jesus is the king, the kingdom is everywhere, what does it look like? And Jesus showed us exactly what the kingdom looked like whenever he came on earth. Jesus, when he was on earth, he healed people. So there was healings from illnesses. So there's healing in the kingdom of God. And whenever people were tormented and they needed freedom, Jesus brought freedom. And Jesus taught us to forgive, so there's forgiveness in the kingdom of God. He also said, "Whoever comes to me, I will forgive." So there's forgiveness in the kingdom of God from Jesus. And Jesus calmed the storm. He brings peace, so there's peace in the kingdom of God. Jesus always sat with people who were outside of the society, with people who were left out. Jesus befriended even the meanest of people. So Jesus welcomes everyone in the kingdom of God. Everybody is value. Everybody is a place. Whenever we look at what Jesus did on earth, we see the kingdom of God and what that looks like. So how do we pray for things that just don't feel right whenever we know that Jesus is the king, the kingdom is everywhere, and this is what the kingdom looks like? Well, I want to tell you a really, really quick story to finish up. And it's a story about Peter, the disciple Peter. And it's a story about Peter in prison. And it's an amazing story. So Peter told a lot of people about Jesus. Peter was that person that you would be like, "Stop talking about Jesus. You're too much." Peter wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. And there was a king named Herod, and Herod hated people talking about Jesus. And so he sent four very large, strong men to take Peter and put him in prison. And so Peter was in prison. There was a church filled with people who loved God, who loved Peter, and they prayed. So there was this church, and they started praying for Peter. And God heard the people's prayers. And God sent an angel to come into the prison, and he said to Peter, "Peter, get up." Once Peter got up, chains fell off Peter's hands. Chains fell from his feet. Peter was released from prison. And the angel said, "Follow me." So the angel took Peter, and he took him out of the prison cell, he took him out of the prison gates, and Peter walked on the streets, and he was free. The angel came and took him out. And so from this story that we read in the Bible that happened, we can see that the kingdom of God breaks into this world. Heaven comes to earth. The people in the church prayed, God heard, and he sent heaven on earth. So in these situations that come up in our lives where we're like, that's difficult, that's hard, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, this doesn't feel right, we can pray, "Your kingdom come," and we experience all of this. We experience heaven on earth. Whenever we say, "Your kingdom come," we're agreeing with God. God, we want to see heaven come to earth, and we can expect that God will hear us and that heaven will break in to earth. I wonder, Is there anything in your life that you would like to see change? I wonder, is there anything in anyone else's life that you would like to see change? Is there sickness? Is there people that you need to see freedom with? Is there people that you would love to see to know Jesus? And so from this story, from saying, looking into a bit, what I've learned from saying, your kingdom come, we're asking and we're agreeing that Jesus' kingdom can come to earth in situations that we say, this just doesn't feel right. And so today, maybe there is a situation right now that you want to pray for about that, but do know that one, Jesus is king over his kingdom. His kingdom is everywhere, so he can do anything across this world because his kingdom is everywhere. He has power to reach a country that if you pray for Africa in Ireland, it reaches Africa because the kingdom of God is everywhere. If you want to pray for someone down the road, the kingdom of God can break into their life. Whenever we pray for other people, we open the door to the kingdom breaking into their life. So we can do that whenever we're with God, whenever we're in partnership. And that's what I've learned this week. Thy kingdom come is saying, God, we want to see your kingdom on earth and expecting and being able to see freedom, peace, love, forgiveness when we pray because God hears our prayers and he listens and he responds. Well, I pray to close. Cool. let's pray to close. God, I thank you for your kingdom. I thank you that you help us pray your kingdom come. Thank you that Jesus is king over your kingdom. I thank you that Jesus reigns and rules right across this world. God, would you help remind us that we can pray for the heaven to break into situations that we say just aren't right. Help us to pray that prayer, God. God, I thank you that you do miracles, that you bring peace and love and forgiveness when we ask for your kingdom on earth. Amen.